AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Primary voters are already hitting the polls in Louisiana. Today features a mixture of primaries and caucuses in five states as the candidates work to pull in more delegates ahead of the conventions this summer. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida's Marco Rubio, and Ohio Governor John Kasich all trailed Donald Trump for the GOP nomination. Cruz says Trump remains in the driver's seat as long as the others stay in.
In order to defeat Donald Trump, we've got to come together. If the Republican field remains divided, that benefits Donald Trump.
Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders debate tomorrow night in Flint, Michigan, a nod to that city's problems with lead in its drinking water. Old lead pipes are being replaced. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, however, wants the city's entire water system rebuilt.
My mission is to totally get the lead out of Flint, but we cannot and we will not stop there. We need to be focused on a complete renewal of Flint's water system.
The administration has plans for a meeting next month on the Zika virus.
The White House says the day-long event is an outgrowth of meetings with the nation's governors. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it'll bring together top government and health officials to raise awareness about the virus, which potentially has been linked to birth defects.
The administration has treated this as a top priority, and we certainly recognize that when confronted with risks like this, early action is important.
The virus has already been detected in Hawaii and U.S. territories, and officials expect it's just a matter of time before it appears on the U.S. mainland. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Police in riot gear have barricaded the headquarters of Turkey's largest newspaper a day after they used tear gas and water cannons to storm the building to shut down the paper. This is AP Radio News. A powerful storm is hitting the West Coast, bringing heavy rain and snow, especially to California. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson.
The drought is still such a several-year sort of event that, you know, this is going to help out with the drought, but it's not going to cure it at all. It's going to be some assistance, but it's not going to be ending the drought or anything like that.
The same system could touch off severe weather later next week in the plains as well as the southeast. 9 years after Robert Levinson disappeared while on a trip to Iran, his family will hold a rally today to demand the government do more to gain his release. In 2013, an AP investigation found that Levinson went missing from Iran's Kush Island while the former FBI agent was working for the CIA on an unauthorized intelligence-gathering mission about Iran's nuclear program. U.S. officials believe the Iranian government was behind his disappearance. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.